You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Right now, though, it's time for us to play Rattle Off, brought to you by Carpet Mill Outlet Stores. Lines are jam-packed. Let's get right to it. See who's going to win a prize today. Like Lisa. Hello, Lisa. Welcome.
Good morning, boys. How are you? How was your weekend?
Oh, it was so fun. So good.
Mm-hmm. But what was the highlight of your weekend, Lisa?
I got married this weekend.
Ooh, what? La la.
And you're calling us on Monday morning? You just got married?
I am, yeah.
Huh.
You going to go on a honeymoon or anything?
Not yet. We're trying to save for a house in this crazy housing market.
Oh, yeah. Put your money towards that.
Where did you meet this person?
Where did I meet them? Or, like, when did we first start? Like, how did we first start talking? There's, like, two different stories there.
Oh, give me both. I like both.
Well, we started talking on Bumble, and then we first met at a restaurant in, I don't know where, it's off of Arapahoe and I-25.
Okay.
Wait a minute. You don't know. It's your first date. You got to remember that.
No, I do remember. I just didn't want to be, like, plugging them. Oh, I wasn't allowed to.
Wait a minute. Where did you say it was? Did you say Arapahoe and I-25?
Yes, off of Arapahoe and I-25.
Okay, so now Jeremy and I get to
I'm thinking, what's over there? Isn't that Maggiano's?
I know that Las Brisas Mexican restaurant is over there. Was it that?
No, it wasn't that.
Oh, just
it wasn't like a sit-you-down restaurant, although you can sit down in there.
Is it like a Taco Bell or something?
No, it was a little more dignified than that.
A little classier?
A little classier. Do you want me to just tell you what it is?
Yeah, now we got to know.
It's called Takabe.
Oh, that was going to be my next guess.
Oh, liar. Yeah. Big liar.
That's good. Well, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
That's big time.
Yeah, it was like a dream, honestly.
What do you
How
love?
How many people did you have standing up for you?
On each side, we had four people.
Okay.
That's about right, I think.
Yeah, I didn't want to do, like, you know, I've seen the pictures where they have, like, 10 on each side, and I was like, ugh.
It's too much, yeah.
I've seen that before. I sure have. You got, like, something like, you know, between all the bridesmaids, groomsmen, best man, maid of honor, the two people getting married, the officiant. Sometimes weddings can have over 20 people standing up there.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Is this your first?
We stuck with four.
Is your first wedding?
Yes.
Did you get any good loot?
Only.
Did you get any loot?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Anything good?
Although, my favorite gift that we got was, you're going to laugh, it was a bidet.
Really?
There's a joke and a story behind it.
Well, that's not, I don't know.
Yeah, careful with your language.
Well, of course, but I'm just, like, the entire family, when we opened it up, everybody just...
Nothing says I love you like a bidet.
Exactly.
Well, it's funny. You know, in a couple days, we're going to be doing a topic about where you pooped your pants. So you might have to call back, it sounds like.
I don't know about me. It might be my husband.
Uh-oh. God, that's funny.
Oh, cool.
Well, you know what? Congratulations. I'm sure you meant to invite me and Jeremy, and somehow you just spaced at the last minute.
You guys never RSVP'd. I sent you one.
Lies. Lies.
Oh, goodness.
All right, let's play Rattle Off.
Let's do it.
You might think you're going to get an easy one just because you're the dewy new bride, but no. We're going to give you the first one that's coming up, whether we like it or not. But I think it's kind of easy. I think it's easy.
Well, you say that, but...
Yeah, you might know. You might freeze up. Okay. Focus here. Let's focus.
Deep breath. Let me hear the deep breath.
All right, let's do it.
Oh, my.
10 seconds. Five things that you traditionally keep in a wallet. Five things that you keep in a wallet. Ready? And go.
Your ID, your credit card, maybe a couple business cards, some cash, coins, gift cards.
You know what? I'm going to. Coins, I was a little. But some people do because their wallets have the little coin holder.
Little coin
Plus,
area.
You said gift card.
Mine
which,
does.
and I think I've got a gift card bouncing around in my wallet. I'd say the bride is a winner.
Oh my gosh, I did not expect to win. I was calling to say hi to you guys.
Well, you did it.
Well, do you want to give the prize back? Or
yeah, we can take it.
No.
That's going to be a good little date day for you and your new hubby.
It'll be perfect.
The Van Gogh
I'm
exhibit.
So excited.
Yeah.
I mean, it might not measure up to a bidet, but it's a really, really good prize. So.
I think it'll be fantastic.
When you guys do go on a honeymoon, have you talked about where you're going to go?
He wants to do like a road trip over to the, the West Coast kind of. Go up through like Cheyenne and up towards like Washington and back down and around.
Yeah.
Okay. A little bit that way.
You don't sound thrilled by that, Lisa.
Well, I mean, I'm good with it. I'm just thinking road trips, like, you know, I have that motion sickness thing. So when I drive too much, it's like,
bleah.
you gotta make sure you can pull over real bleah. Quick.
Well, get yourself some of that, what's that stuff called?
Dramamine.
Dramamine,
yeah. But it's beautiful. I mean, I really want to go see, like, Yosemite, good Lord, Yellowstone, and, you know, all of the stuff that's up there in Wyoming and places.
Places are great.
We have friends that live up in Washington, too, now, so, I mean.
Good. You can get up there and go to, Cannon Beach up there where they filmed the Goonies?
Yeah, sure.
Or is that Oregon? That might be Oregon.
Well, that's the Northwest. Go ahead in that direction.
Hit that, too.
Hey. Sounds like a plan. I'll try.
All right. Last question about your wedding. Were there any creepy people who tried to kiss the bride?
No, I had a couple of my, younger friends. I teach preschool, and so a couple of my kiddos came, and they were upset that I was marrying my husband and not them. So,
well, that'd be weird.
Wait a minute.
That'd be super weird.
You got
weird.
Married and you invited your preschool students?
Well, I'm a little closer with these families than just like.
Just as students. You're like the families,
yeah.
Too.
The families are. I've been so blessed with amazing families. It's crazy.
Well,
yeah,
that's
they're
good.
Fantastic.
That's good.
I'll be darned. Well, you know what? Congratulations. You're our champ today, Lisa. So
thanks. Thanks for letting me talk your ear off, too.
No, you're nice. We like
you.
That's
why we're here. I mean, this is what we do.
You're good people.
Oh, thanks.
You bet.
Well, we think. I mean, you could actually be a monster for all we know, but you're coming across as a really, really good person.
Quite charming right now. You're a good actress.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
All right, listen, stand by, and Josh will tell you about that great prize to the exhibit, okay?
Thank you, boys. Have a great Monday and a great week.
You too.
Well.
Thank you so much. Well, that went well today.
Yep.
I'm glad the bride won.
Yes.
We'll play again Wednesday morning at about 9 o'clock.